That was first watching.
Hi, Marshall. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because you asked me to process it on your credit card, but if it didn't go through, to call you back and you would use a debit, and we're still having trouble processing it.
Okay. Okay. That is all.
It's saying insufficient funds, so I don't know if maybe you made a payment to the card and it didn't post yet or something, but yeah, it's not going through on the credit card.
Okay. All right. All right, well, I will talk to my wife tonight and see, because I'm on a job right now.
Okay.
And I left my wallet at home, like a dingleberry. So, you know, today I don't get lunch, I don't get none of that, because I usually stop at Subway or McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you're going to be starving.
Yeah, that's the price to pay when you are in a rush and you forget your wallet.
Yeah, I get it.
So I will talk to her tonight because she said she paid it. So that's why I'm like, wait, what? And then if not, I will call you in the morning.
Sure.
And, yeah, can you text me your phone number and extension?
Of course. Yep, I will right now. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So I'll send it to you.
At least it's not 666.
I know. That's why I got the 777, because I'm a believer, but I didn't want that 666 anywhere near my name.
You know,
right.
I completely understand it. But yeah, I will talk to her once I get home, and then we'll go from there, and we'd be close to almost $400 because it's almost into the next month.
Well, the good news is you're only past due for $249, and what I can do tomorrow, once we get the payment up to speed, is I can push the next payment out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full until April 15th. So that's not a problem. I can do that for you as a courtesy. So I'll just put a note in here that, you know, if I don't hear from you, that I'll follow up also tomorrow, and then that way we'll get it squared away either way, okay?
Are you on East Coast or West Coast?
We're West Coast. We're in California, so I think we're on
okay, I wanted to make sure, because that way I can give you a good time on when I would call.
Okay.
Because I'm on, of course, you know, West Coast.
Yeah.
Anyways, so if you don't hear from me by this time tomorrow, give me a call.
You got it. Okay, good. So we have a good game plan. So I'll call you tomorrow if I don't hear from you sooner. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day. I hope you don't get too hungry.
You know, hunger is my second nature.
Yeah, you know, men are good at that. I know that my son can do that too, and my husband. They can go all day without eating if they have to, you know. It's so funny. So.
Well, yeah, when... So I believe I told you, I used to be a rancher for almost 20 years.
You did, yeah.
So my wife, when we first got married, I didn't know about my wife's little spending splurges that she liked to do. So we were always low on food. Well,
sure.
She didn't know that I was going all day without eating. and that I pretty much would just eat the berries in the field and the apples and stuff like that off the ranch when they were ripe. And she's like, really? I didn't know you used to do that. Well, that's how I ate. And she goes, why?
Wow.
Well, because you and the kids had to be fed first.
Oh, that is the sweetest thing. I love that. Wow.
And that's always how I've been.
You should go on Survivor. If you can live off the land like that, you would be great on Survivor. Have you seen that show on TV?
I have, and
yeah.
I don't think they would accept me.
Why? Because they would know that you already know how to do that stuff, or?
Yep.
Because
they accept people that, you know, are more prone to fail than to pass. And,
yeah, I agree. I guess it's more fun to watch the people that don't know how to do anything than the ones that do. You know, that's probably why they do that, you know?
Yeah. And I learned all my tricks and stuff from my dad on how to survive, because my dad was Special Forces Marine back in Nam. And then two of my brothers went into the military, and one of them's a retired Navy SEAL.
Wow. Wow,
so,
you have a tough men in your family for sure. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to join, but they wouldn't take me.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. There's a man at our church that he speaks once in a while, and he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he talks about, like, the training he had to go through even to become, and it's just, it's intense. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Very
oh, yeah.
intense. So, yep. So, I guess they try to, like, break them down before they build them up, you know, and what they do in that process is craziness, so. But, yeah,
oh, yeah, they have to mold you into what they want you.
Right? Yep. And it takes a lot of physical endurance. So.
That it does.
But you are all good to go, Marshall. I put some good notes in here, so we'll be talking tomorrow. And then, like I said, once this processes, we'll push the next one out 30 days. That way you'll have another full month of service before you're charged again, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Tina. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.